Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 162. Thank you for coming back to listen over and over again, and I want to share with more people. And there is somebody who needs to hear this. There is somebody in your life, you know the person. Kindly send it to the person. Let the person be blessed daily by just 5 minutes. You know it. Just 5 minutes, of course. Sometimes I go over into 6, and then in extreme cases, 7 minutes, but it's always that. Okay, so we're going to our golden scripture, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1. And by this time, you should be able to say it offhand with me. He says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand." It's so sad that these days so many people hear the gospel and it's not able to make them stand. You have to give them another leg to stand on. You have to follow them up and keep chasing them and promise them food and money before they come to church. But Paul said, "My gospel that I preached, it caused you to stand. By which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you. Unless you believed in vain," and I always pause here to say what? "You have not believed in vain." Say, "I have not believed in vain." And then he says, "For I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died." And that's what we're looking at. We're looking at the first of all of the gospel. And what's the priority of the gospel? He says how Christ died. So we're giving attention to how he died. We've done that. Looked at all the physical events. Please go back into these episodes if you do not know what we're talking about. And now we are at the revelatory events. And we're now looking at the Messianic Psalm. One of it, Psalm 22. And in it, we are now in verse 8 that talks about Jesus hanging on the cross and said, "Many people reviled me. They wagged their heads and they said that if I am the Son of God, I should come down and save myself. All who see me laugh at me and mock me. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, 'He trusted and rolled himself on the Lord that he will deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing that he delights in him.'" And we have read some Matthew 27 in the gospel, Matthew 27, and we read Mark 15, all in the gospel, and they all tally with what we've just read in Psalm 22. So we look at the other scripture, which is Luke chapter 23:35. And what is Luke 23:25 say? "And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, 'He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. Let him save himself.'" So again, as I've told you already, they are mocking him. They're saying all that they're saying. But even in Matthew, they said, "If he's able to save himself, we will believe that he's the Messiah." Oh, no. These people, their minds are already made up. That's why they took him to the cross. They said, no, you are a false teacher. You must be crucified, making yourself equal with God. So if Jesus had even come down, they would have said, "No, take him back on the cross. This proves that this man is using the power of Satan." So Jesus was mocked by them. And they said, this time in Luke 23, we hear that even the leaders also joined, the people and the leaders, the students say, he saved others. Let him save himself now. Let him save himself now. Why are we going through all these scriptures? And we come back to what I've said over and over again, because I want you to get it. You see, this is your life. This is your life. When something is happening to you, you put it by the gospel and you use the gospel to judge what is happening. And I've told you there is Christian suffering, and one of it is like you've gone on mission, and you are separated from your husband or your wife or your children or your mother or your father, you are separated from familiar ground, familiar food, and all that you have to go through to be able to establish your church or do the mission or go somewhere, and you are not where you are, it's not as nice as where you came from, and living in certain conditions, that is it. And even the people, the reception of the people, whether they like it or they do not like it, or they are looking down on you, all that. But when it has to do with sin, sickness, disease, tragedy, accidents, and that poverty, listen, that is not part of Christian suffering. For instance, because you're poor, they are looking down on you and your family is looking down on you. Listen, unless there is somebody who is using, trying to get fast money, and the person is building houses, and it looks like all of you are debt, and the person is shining, and that kind, that's not what we're after. This is karma. The person is going digging and going underground, doing a lot of deals and shady deals. No, that's not what you're talking about. The person is prospering, and because of that, they are putting you by the side and judging you. That's not what you're talking about. We're talking about a certain life of dignity, of glory, and of beauty, which we read in 1 Peter, which said that, 1:3, that said that you have been called to a life of virtue and glory. Virtue and glory. It's a life, the life God has given you is a life of dignity, it's a life of glory, it's a life of virtue. And if it is not happening like that in your life, then please take it and say, listen, Satan, it's time to move out of my life. This kind of mockery does not come from my God. It's not from him, because Jesus carried my scorn, my mockery, my shame, my disgrace, so that I can have a dignified life, a life of dignity, a life where people will look at me and begin to praise God. They look at me, they look at my family, they look at my husband, my children, they look at my wife, they look at my mother, look at my father, they say, oh, what kind of, who, listen, I want to serve your God. This is what we are talking about, and this is the life God has given you. And I expect, and listen, you can't have it if you want it. If you can take these words I'm saying and stand by this, say, Satan, you will not have your way again. It is over for you. Do you hear that? Oh, your life is blessed by